Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Ligli Nishmas Abi Moria Rav Hillel ben Meir Chalmechel Zichrono Livracha and the late great Rabbi Cherry Acker Zichrono Livracha. And we are in Tehillim. And we are in Kapitel Kuf Yud Dalet, a very famous kapitel, because it is sung so often in as part of Hallel. B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. B'tzeis Yaakov me'am l'ways. When Yisrael left Mitzrayim, according to the Medrash, B'nei Yisrael got out because los Yishinu was Shemam Lashonam and Shayu Gedurim Ba'arayos. They didn't change their names. They continued to talk Lashon HaKodesh, and they were careful against immorality. And so B'tzeis Yisrael, when the nation, Yisrael, with their Jewish names, left Mitzrayim Beis Yaakov Me'am Lois, they also continued to not have a foreign language. Ha'isa Yehuda L'Kadsho. Am Yisrael, Yehuda became the sanctuary. Yehuda Am Yisrael, the Medrash and Vayikra Rabba says that they were not defiled by the immorality of the Goyim in Mitzrayim. That's what we mean. Kodesh is the opposite of Gilui Arayos. Yisrael Yehuda Kacho. And of course, Nachshon ben Aminadav was the one who jumped inside the sea. Yisrael Mam Shelo Osav. Yisrael became his dominion. What does that mean? So the Radak explains that at the sea, Am Yisrael finally left the dominion of Mitzrayim. They were therefore under the sovereignty of Hashem. Hayam Rav Ayanos. The sea saw and ran away. That refers, of course, to the Yam Suf. What did it see? It saw the Medrash says that it saw the Mata Moshe, which had the Shem Hashem on it. Hayardain, Yisov Liacha. Another Medrash says, by the way, that it was the Arono Shel Yosef. Hayardain Yisov Liacha. The Yardain also ran away. All the bodies of, according to Rashi, all the bodies of water in the world parted at the same time. But the Malbim says that no, this is a reference to a later period in time, when in Yoshua's day, the Yardain also moved backwards. Harim Rakduk Eilim, the mountains, they skipped around like rams. At the Yam, Am Yisrael achieved an autonomy, and so therefore the mountains gathered around Sinai, and they trembled in front of Hashem, and they skipped because the world was reborn. Gavos, Kibnei Tzon, and the hills danced like young lambs. They were a little bit more small and tender. So Malachayim Kisanos Hayardin Tisov Liachar. What is it with you, the Yam, that you keep running? Yardin, why do you keep moving backwards? Harim Tikadu Chelim Gavos Kibnei Tzon. What metamorphosis causes all these different changes in nature? It says the pasuk milifne Adon Chuli Aretz milifne Elokat Yaakov. The fact is, before Hashem's presence, the earth trembled. The earth, the mountains, the seas—they all answer. It's all because of Hashem, because Hashem turned around and created that situation. Avri Adzur Agamoyim, who turns the rock into a pond of water. When Am Yisrael were thirsty for water in the Midbar, Hashem tells Moshe, "Strike the rock, and water will come out of it." Chalomish l'mayinamayim, and of course the flint turned into a flowing fountain. What happens? Hashem performed a double miracle. First, he transformed a pool of water into a rock and dry land, so Am Yisrael could walk through it. And then, when they became thirsty, Hashem told them to hit the frozen walls of the water that resembled stone, and that things that were frozen like stone became immediately like water, once again, to be able to give Bnei Yisrael something to drink. This is the Mizmor we recite as the introduction, or the second part of our Hallel. It talks about where we've been, and Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue to sing the Hallel praises together with David HaMelech. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.